Dear Pen, the groovy cats and kitties at Withings have invited me to write now and again about my weight loss journey. That phrase was in their email. Their first suggestion was that I write a letter to myself 10 years ago today, December 2nd, 2005, when my weight was way over 300 pounds. I didn't have the exact number because I didn't have my Withings scale then. I didn't weigh myself very often for obvious reasons, but it was about 100 pounds more than I weigh now. December 2nd, 2005 is 9 years, 1 month, and 2 days before I went to the hospital with blood pressure higher than UK voltage. 9 years, 1 month, and 2 days before my doctor suggested that I get a stomach sleeve to control my weight. I didn't do that. I got a scale instead. Here's that letter. December 2nd, 2015, Las Vegas, Nevada. Dear Penn, you're wicked fat. People think they're being kind by not telling you that. But even if they did tell you, you're strong enough to not be swayed by peer pressure. You're strong enough to not be swayed by vanity. You're strong enough to not be swayed by the advice of your doctor. You're strong enough to not be swayed by the fact that you take a handful of pills every morning and night to keep your blood pressure where it is, a red cunt hair from stroking out. Our hero, Bob Dylan, sang, "To live outside the law, you must be honest." And you pride yourself on having the strength to do that. The New York Times and the government tell you to take better care of yourself and eat a few Krispy Kreme donuts and feel like you're sticking it to the man. You aren't. I can tell you what no one dares to tell you. You are exactly like everyone else. You are not honest. You are living well inside the law, and you're doing that by lying to yourself. You want to really live outside the law? Get healthy. Your beautiful daughter, Moxie, just turned 6 months old. You found out today that your next baby, who's going to be born May 22nd, 2006, will be a boy. You'll name him Zoltan. Start telling people now that it means king in Hungarian, so you're naming him after Elvis, because you won't think of that joke on your own until he's 3 months old. You're a way old dad. You were 50 when Moxie was born, and your life expectancy at the present weight is about another 15 years. Remember how you couldn't stop crying for a full year after your dad died? You were 45 then. How do you think Mox and Z are going to deal with you dropping dead of fat when they're just teenagers, you selfish prick? I've got an idea. Why don't you grow some gonads and stop eating SAD, standard American diet? Why don't you live outside the law and care more about your family than you care about hype? You didn't listen to the Eagles. You listened to Sun Ra. You didn't watch Seinfeld. You read Nicholson Baker. You didn't drink beer. You learned to juggle. How come you eat like everyone else? I'm sorry, Penn, but you're going to eat like a hippie. You're going to be mostly vegan, but unethical vegan, no ideology, just health. You're going to stay away from refined grains, salt, oil, and sugar. You're going to just eat whole plants. The hippies were wrong about the Grateful Dead and socialism, but they were right about love and diet. You're a 50-year-old man with a ponytail. You could be seen eating cruciferous vegetables. Here's something you'll like. At first, weight loss is really hard. You'll need to take off in a few months what you put on in a few decades. Enjoy the difficulty. Everything you love in life, everything you're proud of, you had to work for. That's why you're proud of it. Don't believe the hype that there's easy ways to get healthy. Live outside the law. Be honest. It's easy once you get there, but it's difficult to start. You're bucking the whole system. The law says make things easy. So do things that are hard. Everything you love was hard to do. Juggling, playing bebop jazz and upright bass, catching a bullet in your teeth, working with Teller, being married, raising children, even reading Moby Dick was hard. All the things that make life worth living take work. Don't believe the hype. Don't go on any diet that's easy and makes only small changes. Pen, please go crazy. Obsess. Change. Have fun. Live outside the law. And live there for a long time. Oh, and by the way, on November 24th, 2008, buy all the shares you can of Asshole Foods at $4.01 and sell them on November 29th, 2013 at $64.95. In 10 years, you'll be wicked thin, wicked healthy, and wicked rich. With love to your fat ass, Penn Jillette.